Right now, we're going to say hello to Cheryl Arena. Cheryl was with backing up none other than Bill Morgan, Phil McKinley's son, Muddy Waters, excuse me. A lot of people don't know him by McKinley. Muddy Waters' son was here Saturday night.
Saturday, yeah.
Did I get it right?
Yes, Saturday.
And Cheryl backed him up. Cheryl's from Texas. She has a CD out. When did you make this one? It's called Blues Got Me.
It was quite a few years ago, actually.
Well, that doesn't matter, as long as it plays good. And I must say, when I heard her, the first thing I thought, not to be disrespectful, but I said, what is it doing with that little kid over there on the harmonica? Well, I didn't see her face, and she's older than she looks, I assume. But it still looked like a kid from where I was looking. And I'm not kidding. She's awesome. She really outdid herself.
We got the
CD by her today, and it's called Blow My Blues Away. Did you write that?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Sarah Arena right here, or Cheryl Arena. Hey, how about that? Cheryl Arena, Gotta Blow My Blues Away. You had Duke Robillard and Matt McCabe, a bunch of guys on there, didn't you?
Yeah, great band.
Oh, man, they're awesome. They didn't make it this year. Duke was down here a couple of years ago. He stays pretty much out on the East Coast or West Coast.
Yeah.
And good to have you aboard, Cheryl.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
You're just more than welcome. You're going back to Texas?
Yeah, I'm on my way back now.
What part?
Dallas.
Oh, that's all right. Everybody knows Dallas. Anson Funderburg comes a little old town like called Plano.
Yep.
When I first heard that darn thing, it said Plano, Texas. So I just said he's from Plain Old Texas.
Plain Old Texas.
Good to have you aboard.
Thank you, Sonny. It was really a compliment when you were up there and said that you thought I was awesome.
I'm going to be honest with you. It doesn't make me all like anything knowledgeable about anything. But when I hear a good harp player, that's one thing I've been blessed with. I grew up around that stuff. I've heard it all my life. And how old are you? Can I ask? Just
how old? Oh, you want me to say on the radio?
Yeah, really. No, I have a reason for that.
I'm 57 years old.
Well, you're not 57, but some of these kids started at 11. Cotton did. A bunch of them have. But the reason I say that, I have heard people have been playing harp all their life and still can't blow a note worth a hoot. And I know good harp players. And when I heard you, as I said, I thought it was a little kid. And I said, what? I didn't believe you were blowing in this particular thing you just got through doing. You hit a few riffs in there that you know what you're doing.
Well, thank you.
Keep it up.
I teach, too. I teach a harmonica workshop over in at the Shack Up Inn. We do it 3 times a year.
That used to be and still is in around by our sponsor.
Yeah. I do it with John Gindick. He wants to do some stuff with you, too.
Who?
John Gindick. He wrote harmonica books. He's a million seller, and he's an instructor. And we do camps. We teach harmonica.
Well, say hello to him.
I will.
Sarah! I got you on my mind.
Is that Baker?
I don't know why. But anyway, Cheryl, thanks so much. I should remember her. That was when my daughter was alive. That was her name, Cheryl.
Oh.
Really? Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Sonny.